shit news.
If I was running things, you know, it'd be like different, but I'm not. I'm just a cog in the wheel.
This guy took all the radioactive ingredients in a polarized left and right. He put them into one chili, and then it blew up in 3 weeks.
It was all part of the job, to be truthful, and the Cadillac had over 120,000 miles on it.
Still spinning, aren't you?
No bullshit news.
Is there a sex tape?
Well, let me say this to you. I'm going to have a press conference Thursday.
He only invited the media that tosses him softball questions. He didn't invite the hardcore media like the No Bullshit News Hour.
No bullshit news.
I like that, Bob.
Welcome back.
Did a nice job there.
Oh, thank you.
A Joe feeling himself.
I felt like Joe needed to be in there.
Yeah. Joe Philly, he's hardcore, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for listening. I was in Novi last night at the public library. We got a lot of listeners.
Oh, good.
Oh, shout out to Novi Public Library, Northfield Public Library, Lyon Township, South Lyon. I think it was White Lake.
Oh, it's right by my house.
That's where you're at. And yeah. Another one, Wixom.
Oh, yeah. What were you doing out there?
They hosted me. Six libraries, you know, just some people. Tell some stories, talk about the media, and, you know, librarians rule, man.
They do.
They really do. So thanks for having me, and thanks for listening. Karen's sick. I'm worried about her.
Is it pretty serious?
I see migraines, man.
Oh, yeah.
So get better, Karen. And
get better, Karen. We miss you.
Yeah, but we replaced you. Yeah. We got Sam Riddle in the house. Hey, Sam.
What's up?
What's the name? Is his mic on? I can't hear him.
Yeah, I'm on.
There we go. What's your show and where you at? Where can people find you?
Oh, Riddle at Random, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. prime drive time.
9:10 a.m.?
Yeah, WFDF.
How long do you think that lasts, man? That guy
well,
goes
it's been going on. You know, I've actually worked off and on with the family, minus a few months of federal housing. We worked with the family for over 16 years.
The Adels?
16 years. Yeah, the Adels. I worked with Frank.
Until you took the government-mandated vacation to the can?
Yeah, it's all, you know, you do what you do and you keep rolling.
You did your time.
The issue is to stay alive physically. My pacemaker, defibrillator, never missed a beat, put in by the University of Michigan Cardiology. Just went there Monday. Good to go. Well,
good,
actually,
good,
the battery
good,
only has another 18 months left.
So you got the pacemaker put in at U of M.
Yeah, pacemaker defibrillator. It's not right. Just, I inherited my father's congestive heart failure.
Well, I know why you didn't do it at Michigan State, because they might have left their finger in it.
Please, oh. please. You haters. Because Sam graduated from Michigan State undergrad and law school in Ann Arbor, JD, from University of Michigan Law School. But there are a lot of haters out here.
Yeah, that's what life's all about now.
Well. We'll deal with it.
Let me introduce Lloyd. Lloyd Watley. How long you been working for Detroit EMS, Lloyd?
Ooh, 25 years, man.
25 years. Thanks for the service,
dude. Thanks for
doing it. Really.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, while you're sitting here, as we send Joe out to follow EMS, see what's going on in the neighborhood, the city, the services, and he fucked it all up.
So, wait a minute. EMS, is that where you guys just rehired some white guy that posted racist posts? Or was that the fire department?
No, police department. That's EMS.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Was it EMS too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that, actually.
It was EMS captain.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Stone cracker.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, look, it's very well documented.
Cracker emeritus.
If you work for public safety, do yourself a favor. Keep yourself closeted. Get off social media. Don't do it. Everybody's looking.
Oh, and he's quite proud of himself, too.
He really is.
Is he going to get fired?
Oh, well, he got fired.
Well, he did, but he's been rehired.
He's been rehired?
Oh, yes. And back in the position to supervise and or penalize people that he's been documented by his hate.
It's a very subtle shift, but do you see how I've shifted the dialogue here from where you were going, Charlie?
No, that's cool.
It's very subtle.
That's why you dry time Sam.
I'm here for you.
Take it easy with that pacemaker, bro.
I'm here for you.
Let's do a little business here. Okay. Give me. I want to talk about Luke Nowacki here.
It's a classic song right there. Love that.
Luke's our money guy.
That's right.
He's our money guy.
Some of us are prepared with our finances right now, but might not be as prepared as we need to be when planning for our future financial obligations. Whether it be pension planning, life insurance, college savings plans, or tax-deferred investments, Luke Nowacki can help answer all your questions and help plan your future finances. To all our first responders right there, Lloyd, to you.
Thank you.
Let's make sure your pension is going to be enough, because they already clipped it.
Yes.
Keep you keep us secure every day, brother. Let us help plan for your future. So you call Luke. I'm going to write this down for you. Luke's for real, man.
I need that.
Okay, it's 248-663-4748. Man, he helped pay for that lunch over Christmas. He loves the working man and good woman. All right, so you go in there. Consultation's right. Free.
We'll pump him up.
Okay.
How do you get a hold of him again?
248-663-4748.
Right on.
All right, Bobby? Give him a call, too. You got some stuff to take care of.
I do.
Sam, you got any savings?
Me?
Yeah.
A little bit. Not a whole lot.
Luke Nowacki. Nobody's too big. Nobody's too small. Start today.
Luke Nowacki.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, remember, securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names. Products or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. Luke Nowacki, my man.
Call him.
I love this song. You love this song?
Oh, yeah. That's a classic for me.
Black guy likes Pink Floyd.
Come on. Now, you know who invented rock.
Elvis.
Thank you. Well, he became the king of rock and roll, but he didn't invent it.
Right? Yeah, James Brown.
Just like Eminem will be ultimately the inventor of rap.
I would say, like that.
Right.
Appropriation.
Eventually.
The inventor of rock and roll and the highest selling artist up until Elvis Presley, one of the top five actually, was Fats Domino.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. On Blueberry Hill.
Something like 75 million records.
Yep. Yeah. Fats and Chubby Checker, right?
Yeah.
Chubby Checker?
Yeah, with the twist.
That was a one-hit wonder, man.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Fats Domino.
But people know it.
Building
Fats Domino though. Had hit after hit after hit. People love Fats Domino.
Yeah, and he was one of the first guys ever to have biracial concerts. They put a barrier up. But there'd be throwdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So he was rap before rap was rap.
History, baby.
Yeah, he's
history. Get you some.
When I was at the kid at Rock's house one time, it was late into the evening, and he and I were playing Fats Domino on his upright. Because Kid Rock invented rap.
I heard that.
All right, on to the no bullshit news. Sam, the indictments have started coming. Now, we got two convictions. In the demolition program.
Right. Are there going to be more indictments? Who said that there would be no more indictments of public officials? Allegedly, the feds.
Well, let me read. Okay, so two guys.
Sounds like cover-up time to me.
Okay, let me read it, and then we'll go there. Okay, so this is what the feds said deep in the press release on the two dudes who are taking bribes and bid rigging in this thing, right? Yeah. A couple low-level schlubs, street-level guys.
Right.
Okay?
Ball guys.
It says, the federal press release is this, quote, the first defendants to plead guilty in connection with the criminal investigation into the city of Detroit's demolition program. The government, as of today, does not anticipate charging any additional public officials, to which Duggan holds a press conference the next day and crows a sigh of relief.
Of course.
He was shitting. He
of said, course.
But is it a cover? I called the feds and I go, look here, I need a clarification on this. First of all, these are the first. We don't anticipate, as of today's date, any more charges of government officials. I asked, you mean in the case of these two guys? Or this whole damn wide 3-year-long investigation?
It's a big corruption umbrella.
How do you know? I mean, what do you mean? Explain to the listener.
No, what I'm saying is that more than these two fall guys are involved.
It would have to be. I mean, look.
I mean, come on.
Well, they didn't orchestrate the whole.
My point.
Well, let me lay the scene out. First of all, these are the first, say the feds.
Right.
Right. And the feds, by the way, aren't going to clarify that.
No.
Okay.
And they're not charging as of today.
I'm in court, okay, with all the media. All of a sudden, now we're all here, right? Because they know that what's going on.
Because they're following the no bullshit news.
I saw 9 feds deep. Pinstripes, charcoal suits.
Yeah, I know what they look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You've seen them before, haven't you?
Okay.
Hosted a tea party for them.
Okay, so all right, Sam. You were there during the Synagro stuff, right? The big one, the big sludge hauling
show. The one I got the mistrial on.
Yeah.
Only one that got the mistrial
right.
on.
Right. Got a mistrial. How many feds were sitting in that courtroom? How many?
There were a few. If I had to count, there might have been, I don't know, 6, 7, 8.
This was 9.
For real?
9.
You hit 9. Freaky 9.
I said to my buddy from one of the papers, I go, okay, just let's pretend we're just writing notes here. As everybody's leaving,
yeah.
And I waited for all the feds to, you know, congeal in the corner.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's major.
That's more than Kilpatrick. And all of us.
It really is.
Yeah,
really
Elric, is. Snell, all of us were like, I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm. Well, because feds don't want, they don't waste their time.
No.
They don't. They got shit to do.
But you know what else they don't do? It's egg on their face and it's embarrassment to bring, you know, a criminal case against public officials and not win it.
And seal the deal.
Right? They,
sure. They hate that.
They hate that.
I know. They hate it.
So, you know, I'm making a few calls to Washington. I know some U.S. attorneys. Here's the three scenarios. One, no more to it. We spent $40 million, 3 years, and it's two schlubs. Okay. Yeah. Unlikely. Okay.
Very unlikely.
You know, Sam, you've been through
it. Yeah. No,
you've been watching
unlikely.
The scene for years besides your own issues. Two, the grand jury's still out there. They're still working. They're 9 deep in Detroit, making arrangements, having interviews, last minute deals. Who knows? Who knows what they bring? I will say this. Duggan was saying at his press conference, I know more than most people know. And you're damn right he does because he's connected in there.
Yeah,
of course.
$1,000 an hour lawyers
he used
to be
attached a prosecutor.
To right.
Still knows people.
His father was a federal judge.
Absolutely.
He knows the whole scene. So take him at his word. He's happy. But you never thought, not in this country, that the head man goes down. Yeah. Never. We said on this show.
It's America.
I want to hold my breath. They're going to be the low-level guy.
Yeah. But still, the feds work their way up what I refer to in a class I teach as up the ladder of culpability. They keep whacking them, working their way up the ladder. They haven't got to the first rung yet from what I can see in this demolition crap.
Well, they started. You know what they did?
Yeah, they started, but it's barely the first rung. Mm-hmm. Come on. You don't end it before you get going.
Right. So let's go to the news. What do we know? They would neither confirm nor deny any of this shit was going on.
And when they start going down that road, there's more to come usually.
Oh, there's more to come.
Oh, there's more to come.
These are the first defendants. Now, the third scenario here would be, okay, you don't want egg on your face. You're not going to take out the big guys, right? Civil fraud case. Mass civil fraud. Mm-hmm. Meaning the preponderance of evidence, 51% is enough to whack them for clawback money, like stuff you took, mm-hmm. and then the fines. So I wrote that yesterday, and man, City Hall was up my ass trying to get words put into my story. Point is, you did pay back money for price splitting, you know what I mean? Overcharges.
Lots of it.
Ineligible charges. We got $9 million back. They're saying that's done. I said, that's not done.
That's just the beginning.
Because going back to the beginning, you were meeting with contractors. You were setting prices. That means maybe the price of all this shit went up. The public paid $15,000 for a demolition when they used to be $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The mayor doesn't know. Not even the feds know if that $5,000 difference would have to be paid back. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Plus the fine. Yeah. So these two schlubs, $25,000 in bribes. He's got to pay it back. But he's also on the hook for potentially a $250,000 fine.
But as a matter of public policy, that might be a road to go down because there's no greater deterrent than tearing the hell out of someone's pocketbook or pockets. That's a deterrent.
Right.
Ask OJ.
Right.
He won the criminal case, went down on civil.
On the civil.
On the civil, yeah.
So
big time.
Well, and they're talking, was it $268
million? $268
million. I mean, that's no fucking joke.
And we all know it's a mess.
Yeah.
I know because I've been living it. I started it. And at the very least, we got $9 million of yours back, and there's two convictions. And 9 deep. This is no joke. This is for real. He's holding a press conference, the mayor, all by his lonesome. There's no Fed there next to him.
He was doing the Trump dance. I'm vindicated, completely exonerated. Not me. I'm good.
You shape reality.
That didn't say that. It didn't say that.
He's trying to shape reality.
Yeah.
And save face. This is a mayor that's been bitch slapped all over the place. I mean, folks are flying airplanes over the damn city.
Yeah.
That's major league bitch slapping.
Yeah.
Of course, the guy flying him is a little sleazy and desperate, but still.
Oh, I got a story about him.
Oh, it won't be hard.
He came to see me this week. But we'll do that after the commercial. No, he came to see me, Carmack. Wow. Okay, so here's what, you're right, he's trying to shape it. I asked him, did the feds give you a letter? A global letter exonerating you, all public officials, current and former? Do you have that? No.
Of course he doesn't.
You're seasonal. Why would they put this in the press release then? Because maybe they're not going to go after officials. So be it. Maybe they are, and they're trying to manipulate people.
Well, see, the thing of it is, those three words, as of today, no plans to charge any public officials.
Right. As of today.
Right. If they weren't going to, if it was a done deal, they would have just put in there will be no public charges against, no charges against public officials.
Yeah.
Why did they qualify it?
Here. See what I got right here?
That's a paper.
Documents. This is a document between the city officials and the contractor explaining how to move prices around.
Wow.
See, the law said you could not spend more than $25,000 on a house of this federal money. That's the law.
Mm-hmm.
So these things would come in at $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So $5,000 over, what they were instructing them to do was, okay, look, man, just take the $5,000 off that house and stick it on the price for the other house mm-hmm. that was just $20,000. So $30,000 plus $20,000, it's all $50,000. Don't worry about it. It's illegal to do.
Sure.
What the mayor's guy was bitching at me yesterday is we settled that with Treasury. I said, you settled for the money back.
Right.
But when the feds are nine deep, you don't know and I don't know if there's some civil fraud charge, some criminal fraud charge. That's this document. It's a big one. And one of the guys, Arredondo Haskins, who took the bribe, he's CC'd on it. But he didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
But they got him just for taking a bribe because a bribe is sexy. An envelope is sexy. A debit card is not.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's the next one. Let me see what I got.
Okay. Especially for the viewers.
Here we go right here. Here we go right here. An auditor for the state says, well, it looks to me like I believe it was simply a scam to use federal rather than city money to pay the overage. Right here. How did they award bids?
And so they sat down and had conversations. There was no point in putting it out if nobody was interested.
So this reads as though they came up with a price together and then went through the motions of...
They definitely discussed the price because they had meetings with these folks. You understand?
How can you do that?
MCM and Beerline had no interest in coming to the city of Detroit. Okay,
but you can't set a price before you put it out to bid. Everybody knows that.
And so the unit price process, if we didn't have a fair price, nobody was going to bid.
Usually goes to the lowest and most qualified.
Lowest bid.
Right? Now, remember, listeners, you might get bored, but this is your fucking money. This is the future of your kids and how the government treats you. And if this is how the contracting gets done, right, if we're not getting the most for our precious dollar that we don't have, then we got another Wayne County jail where $400 million gets bulldozed and your grandchild pays for it and has no idea why.
And a billionaire.
This is where we play the song Gangsta Party, because that's exactly what's going down here. It's a gangsta party.
Of course it is. Everybody's eating steak. Yeah. And some asshole taking an envelope. See you later. See you later. Okay. This is a deposition. I'm not even going to mention the names because the mayor likes to sick lawyers on me. So I'm just, you have to take my word. It's a prior.
Well, if you hadn't been such an asshole, you got his confidence. You got him to do an interview one-on-one. Then you turn complete asshole on him, Charlie. What the hell was that about?
He
thought you were his friend.
A dumb redneck.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
This is the gangster party.
Yo, Piggy, man, we got it going on, baby. It's on and cracking, man. He's gone, baby. You the man. You the man. Champagne, caviar, dreams from now on, baby.
Okay.
Plats, baby, straight plats, homie. Baby.
How were the bids awarded? By the government official's testimony, was it the lowest, most qualified? Was it the score? No, a group would get together and they would, quote, through discussion, through conversation, it was just, it would be settled upon.
That's like bid rigging, isn't it?
The fuck totally. Is that?
What is that?
I'm waiting for Johnny Fay. Hey, Johnny, I believe in you. I believe, because every fucking contract in this town smells.
Of course.
And we just died. We went bankrupt. Hey, Lloyd, we took from you.
Pensions ripped off.
Big time.
I know firemen who are paralyzed, and they give them a couple hundred bucks to get colostomy bags a month.
Jeez.
That don't take care of it.
Mm. No.
Nowhere near it.
So why aren't, you know, I mean, what do you feel?
Well, I feel all the pain. For one, most of our members either suffer from PTSD to all kinds of other physical ailments, backs. My shoulders are shot from lifting people in equipment for 25 years. People twist ankles and everything all the time. So once you retire, you can't even get adequate health care, right, without paying out the ass, right? But the job has destroyed your body. You can't really do much else, right?
Yeah.
Destroy your body helping others.
Right, and then they take the very thing that you thought you were going to get at the end of that, you know, tour of duty, and you don't have anything.
And it's a tour of duty.
It's straight up a tour of duty, you know, and we have to do 25 years. That's like a life bid, right?
Wow. And I see a ring on your finger. You married?
Married, two kids.
Okay, now,
got a life.
What would your pension be if you retired today? What would you get a month after tax?
Because I just set up an appointment with benefits the other day.
You should one with Luke Nowacki, too, bro.
Right. As of right now, it looks like I should be able to get like $3,800 a month from retirement. Okay. And that's only because I used to work a lot of overtime back in the day.
Now,
okay.
That was putting in your time for 25 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so, wait, no, that's not a ton of money.
Not even $4,000.
No.
You don't get Social Security.
Well, we
Top,
should.
Cops don't.
But you got to wait for so long now to get
it. But do you pay into it out of your check?
We do pay into
it. Oh, you do pay in.
Well, they're paying.
Cops don't.
No.
Right.
Cops don't get Social Security.
Here's the tricky part, which is what our union is working on right now. The tricky part is the police and fire pensions, of course, don't have to pay into Social Security. Okay.
Right.
Detroit EMS is technically General City, which they pay Social Security. Okay, so right now they have this little mixture of how do we bring these two together and come up with some kind of new process forward. Do we go all the way, do all the EMS people go all the way over to the police and fire pension, or do we come with some kind of hybrid, which they do have a type of hybrid, but it doesn't include the Social Security right now.
Mm. So, and you took a 4% cut.
4% cut, and not to mention the clawbacks. Okay?
Yeah.
The callbacks?
The clawbacks.
The clawbacks.
They want money back.
Okay, they wanted the money back that we were guaranteed. And I feel that in my paycheck weekly.
I thought we fixed all this when Detroit went through bankruptcy.
No, Detroit was $18 billion in debt.
Right.
When we got out of bankruptcy, we were $11 billion in debt. Still carrying debt, okay? Of the $7 million that they were able to...
The $7
billion. $7 billion, sorry. $5 billion of that was basically employee health care and some pension cuts. So we really only clipped creditors about $2 billion. The real creditors...
Are their employees.
Are
the employees.
Or this guy.
Fuck you, thanks for your work.
Right.
That's exactly what happened. Right.
Fuck you working,
exactly
man.
Exactly what happened.
And if you're still working, hey, we still got time to fuck you over again.
Fuck you working,
and they
man.
Will.
And they will.
And I'm. Yeah. That's why I'm looking.
Doing the sacred work.
Yes.
Take it easy with the sacred work.
But
it's work.
It's helping people.
It's real good work.
It's work.
It's real good work.
But Charlie.
It's saving lives, bro. Literally.
Okay, I'll give you sacred.
So it's sacred.
But Charlie, on this demolition piece, does it appear to you that the mayor is walking, or do you think he's still an endangered species?
I don't want people to accuse me of backtracking or anything like that. I don't believe in the United States of America that those that spin the discontent, those that pimp OxyContin to the masses. Mm-hmm. Those that run stuff, those that are the head of anything, get nobody from Wall Street went to prison. Okay? Right. Nobody.
That's right.
So I don't know. I'm a guy. I do the work. I'm very proud of the work I did. The feds are here for a reason. And I did it with my mind and a pencil and understanding math. It wasn't a tip.
But, you know, Barbara McQuaid once said that with the Kwame piece, you know, corruption was gone and away in Detroit. But we see this culture of corruption just recycling. Different players, same game. Today, we're talking about Mayor Duggan, demolitions, the doctor that made house calls, literally.
Yeah.
And you got Wayne State, Roy Wilson, Kim Trent's leadership over there, Charlie. Over $60 million in Medicaid.
The county treasurer.
I mean, there's a lot of crap going on here. And that Wayne State piece, that's where the doctor that made house calls for Duggan, he hooked her up for a nonprofit. I don't care what they say. He knows what they
did. Oh, no, here. His Honor, because that was the second part of the press conference. His Honor made house calls to the doctor.
Yeah, well.
His gal pal, let's call it, you know, to discuss.
There was reciprocity.
Yeah, okay, well, here's the thing.
Yeah, to the tune of $380,000.
Yeah, that's my point, yeah.
Let's put this right where it's at.
Over $1 million now.
Because we broke
guy.
that news on this show.
Mm-hmm. No bullshit news hour.
We have the contract. So he's playing a fine line. The Inspector General of Detroit is going to investigate any payment.
They won't do shit.
Watch
the
this.
Inspector General
I'm going to explain it right now and how you don't have to line your pockets to take the public's money and get stuff. Here's the thing. Maybe no money went to the nonprofit entity that's attached to this program.
Mm-hmm.
But
where'd it go?
Right here. Right here. $358,000 of public money was contracted, a grant to the program that's under the Wayne State umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what he's saying is, oh, no money was given to a nonprofit. I said, no, sir. Let's be plain about this. $358,000 of the city's money went directly to the program.
Mm-hmm.
You can pussyfoot all around. Whatever. My wife, a very capable, very good, highly acknowledged mental health professional.
Mm-hmm. Amy's the best.
Is dragging around looking for work in this town. Because mental health money is government money.
Mm-hmm.
I will not, my wife is not connected politically. I will not connect her politically. She will have to scrape and scratch and be in the middle and just break through. But she's accomplished. This is bullshit. Look, maybe it's all on the up and up, Mike. Uh-huh. Mr. Mayor, you were invited again this week to come on the show and clarify. And I know y'all listen. Hello, City Hall.
The thing, thanks for listening.
The thing is, if it's your gal pal, stay away from the look. Yeah. Bad look.
It's
bad
optics.
Horrible look.
Horrible look. Minimum, have some brains. Maximum, this is seems to be how the game goes.
Well, you say have some brains. But the thing of it is, he don't care. He just does what he does.
So I was going to say, when you run in a gangster party, you do gangster shit.
I do what I want.
It's right. Detroit.
Right.
It's Detroit.
Detroit's Office of Inspector General on Monday announced it was investigating, quote, whether the mayor and or city officials potentially abused their authority by providing preferential treatment to Make Your Date nonprofit. I didn't say nonprofit. I said the program.
Mm-hmm.
It's acknowledged. $358,000 went to the program.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the contracts with the name Make Your Date on it. It wasn't given to Wayne State, who decided, you know, it's a good program. It went to this program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the mayor's invited to the gala, but the mayor's wife isn't invited to the gala.
Weird.
Everybody else's wife's invited to the gala. I don't care who you fuck. Don't use people's money.
That's the big problem here. It's not who you're banging. It's public dollars.
It's who's
and
paying
staff
for it.
And all that.
Right. And that chunk just came out of Lloyd and firefighters and the police officers.
Yep.
And, you know, the people who are here to help us and serve mm-hmm. us are getting fucked.
While he's fucking.
While you fucking this woman.
Yeah. Okay, so.
And I'm glad you said it. I don't give a shit who you fuck.
I don't care.
That's between you and your wife. You got a bad marriage, you got a bad marriage. Shit happens.
And your side piece.
Right.
So what?
So what? Exactly. But so what matters when you dip it into the fucking public trough and helping her out? And no one has reported that her program is illegitimate or doing anything wrong. No one's saying that.
Nope.
But she got it. Because she was fucking the mayor.
So,
and there were other black folks that could do the same thing because the issue is infant mortality. Death of mothers, death of children in Detroit. America's
big issue.
And blackest city. Yet because of a hookup, literally, with the mayor, you get taken care of.
Okay, well, remember this. Things come and they go and everybody forgets the whole web. When Mr. Duggan was in charge of the DMC, he cut the instrument cleaning program and consolidated it into one.
Yeah.
There's kids come in to get lung surgery or brain surgery, and the instruments are filthy.
Contaminated.
Contaminated. Have blood in them. Now you care? Oh, and the DMC's giving money to this nonprofit program, and you're using your employees in City Hall to help raise money.
And by the way, Wayne State wasted $7.5 million trying to do a hookup with his medical program and Henry Ford paying consultants that couldn't get the job done. I mean, what I'm saying is this.
My wife needs one of those jobs.
I mean, this whole hookup. One woman got $650,000 for part-time consulting, said, I'm not going to stay in Detroit. Wayne State put her up in Troy. Fact, you can look it
up. Still paying her, though.
Hooked her up.
And I'm sure.
Oh, I mean, Kim Trent and Roy Wilson's leadership have got Wayne State in one hell of a mess.
It's a
when people start digging, and it's directly connected also with Mayor Duggan's mess.
Well, let's go like this.
Wayne State and DMC are hand in hand.
Well, and for the listeners around the area, you pay into that. I just want you to know that. You pay into the Detroit Public Schools. You pay into the DIA. You pay into the zoo. You pay into the roads. You pay into the water. You pay into so much. I know you see cement being laid down there, and that's a good thing. But 100 of those buildings are Mr. Gilbert's. Without that infusion of his, no one else has come.
Who's facing civil liability?
A massive civil
fraud. The feds are coming at him on a civil level.
In August, massive civil fraud suit on the mortgages.
Yeah.
Okay?
Stone Hustle, gangster party.
Whatever happened to Rock Financial? Wasn't that him?
Yeah, they're around.
Okay. Still him.
We're talking Quicken Loans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they switch names and brands, right. But they're so rolling now, with the same name. Thing.
So now,
which is gangster.
Now the Wall Street firms are grading Quicken's ability to borrow as junk because of all this stuff going on around here, because he's the only game in town and downtown.
Yeah.
Right. The economy's sort of rickety, housing slowing down, and his suit. So what are you doing?
I'm staying connected.
Put the phone down and stay connected with us.
Hey, when I'm union, I'm always on the clock.
How do you think it is to be my
12-year-old? Solidarity, brother.
Hey, I'm union. I'm always doing
it. Gotta be connected. I'm looking out for my people.
This is what I'm looking at, if you want to know.
Okay. And then the UAW stealing shit.
UAW.
Oh.
And selling out the rank and file for some fucking cigars.
My mother died a UAW member. She would just be rolling over. She probably is.
My mom died a UAW member as well.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Champs from Flint. And Flint, Sam.
Yeah.
We're going around. I'm sorry. I am for the people. I've made my choice.
Right.
I know where I stand.
And that's why the people love you, Charlie. They know you're for them. The people, especially in Detroit, they know the difference between up and down. They know you're down for them, and they're with you. But all these son of a bitches that have been elected are for themselves for the most part.
They're all together.
For the most part.
There's
just for themselves.
There's 10, I can count.
No question.
10 former media members that I know that work for that administration. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happened to our mission?
Mm-hmm. Duggan hired a damn storyteller.
Wow.
A storyteller. That's like saying I'm hiring a liar, a make-believe, make-it-up guy.
He got a division of propaganda.
That's
exactly right.
And Goebbels would love it.
He would. Yeah. That was Hitler's guy. God, are you going Hitler?
No, hell no.
I'm just talking like
I confronted them up at Michigan State.
But Sam's absolutely right. I mean, that's who's running his PR shop.
Well, say
it's members of the media.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to comment on specific people because I've worked with them, but
I like them,
but they sold the fuck out.
Oh, I like this
student
show.
Loans are a motherfucker.
All right.
Student loans are
student loans motherfucker. Will make you turn. It'll make you change everything.
No, I'm not doing it.
I feel you, but
I'm not doing it.
But that's people who really do the work for the work and not for advancement are few and far between.
Well, listener, hey, you out there, our friends or whatever, you know, I love. Would you, if you could get a job, pay a little bit more? In the short term, remember, once the administration changes, you're gone.
You only have to sell out your integrity.
Not even. There's good public servants. There are.
Yeah, but they're usually put in the corner, like, shut up, this is how the machine is run.
Yeah, that's...
That's the issue. That's always been the issue.
Well, that's... Right. Look,
public service isn't about the work anymore. It's about my personal advancement.
What do I get? What do I get?
I refuse to believe it.
Been like that a long time.
It's been like
Detroit.
That a long time. Everywhere, really.
Yeah.
Various degrees.
Yeah.
How do you refuse to believe it? I mean, it's everywhere. That's what we see. People taking advantage for their own benefit.
But that's right. Why we've got to use every available platform to raise hell and give the people good information. The people will make good decisions as long as they get good information. I mean, kind of like no bullshit news, right?
Right on.
That's my source for news. Let's do a little business. Hit me with that. Hit me with the Yaldo.
With the Yaldo?
Yeah.
All right. We are doing this thing.
Dr. Yaldo, friend of the show. Good dude. He's got the coolest vest. What's this?
What is that?
Private Eyes.
Mm-hmm. It's that time of year when you can finally go outside and get your freedom to move back. And swimming, boating, and playing sports are so much better when you're free from annoyance of glasses and contacts. I turned down.
And you can see me because you went to Dr. Yaldo.
You know, it's true. Have you gone to Yaldo yet?
I haven't.
Are you gonna?
I've got to make an appointment. I will.
I want you to swear to God right now.
Swear to God, I'm going to call him this week.
Okay, Dr. Yaldo, Bob's coming in. Just look for the red eyes. The blue-eyed, red-eyed devil. Life would be better and easier to never have to think about glasses, people. Contacts and... Yep, the reading glasses. I got my wife's on. I keep breaking.
I got mine on right now.
It's why you really need to call the Yaldo Eye Center, where Dr. Yaldo provides CATS custom LASIK, the most advanced in the world, where most people get better than 20/20 vision. And it's where you can also get the amazing multifocal lens implants, the Rolls-Royce solution for people 50 and older like Sam.
Yeah.
That allows you to see the tiniest type and go along with great distance vision. Dr. Yaldo is Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon with over 50,000 custom LASIK and multifocal implant procedures. You've been putting it off for years, settling for old technology. So now is the time. Between the tax return, the fresh health savings account, unless you work for EMS, and the awesome no BS news discount, tell them the Duff sent you and I get paid. There isn't a better time to make the call. The evaluation is free. 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EY-398, yeah. EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
1-800-398-EYES.
Yeah, and he's just a good ophthalmologist. Good for your...
Well, I wish my veterans would pay for that. I mean, that would be great if the VA would pay for that.
That's a question.
A lot of my care is done at the VA. And also...
VA doesn't provide vision.
I get free glasses. Yeah. These glasses I have on came from the VA. But, well, I know he's a sponsor, but aren't there some side effects with that on a mental... level on
no.
occasion?
I mean, I haven't seen a study, no.
Well, actually, no. I thought that people could even get, you know, on the LASIK and become suicidal.
No, you mean, you're talking about Jessica?
I'm not going to
okay,
go
okay, no,
there.
You might as well.
I'm not gonna go
going
to go there.
Deep,
no, no, I'm not going there.
No, you did it. Look, this guy did 50,000 of these, right? 50,000.
Do we know? We don't have any data.
There's no data. Why? Like, so how's
well,
this?
Maybe the person couldn't report.
Well, I go
they
in there.
Around.
I went in there and talked to a guy named Jimmy, right? I go, hey, Jimmy, did you get the lady? He goes, yeah, I was blind in my left eye.
Hey, my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And my niece, they both have had LASIK in there. They love it.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean,
they're both happy with the result.
Yeah, in Grand Rapids. But I had seen some news reports about potential side effects mentally about the LASIK surgery.
I guess it depends on wherever you go. My wife had it, and she's like, I'm not too happy with it.
Okay, is she... Really?
And I think it's like anywhere
else.
She
still got to wear glasses?
Well, my sister-in-law... She's almost blinder
now
than
she was before she had
to love it. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened to her?
Well, she was, I think she said, nearsighted. Now, after the surgery, now she still needs glasses, and she can't see...
Is this your wife?
Yeah, it's my wife. She can't see 10 feet.
Does she still tolerate you?
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
Where did she go?
I ain't the most handsome guy, Yaldo? So it works for me.
She go to Yaldo?
Yeah, you're okay.
No, she did not go to Yaldo.
Right on.
And that's what I'm getting at. It depends on where you go.
Don't go to the fly by night.
Don't go.
Because
don't,
when I went to Yaldo, to the they weren't giving me the hard sell.
Yeah.
You have LASIK?
No. No, but they're like, hey, you know, the doctor said you might have the onset of glaucoma.
As you age, that happens.
Yeah, the cornea is smushed. So he goes, let's keep an eye on it.
You know what helps that?
Wasn't a meat fact.
Smoking weed.
Does it?
Glaucoma, sure.
We got to get
some weed.
I've heard that. Some weed.
You don't smoke weed.
I don't smoke, but
I don't smoke either. Weed, no. Nothing. I can't even be a crackhead.
I want to finish that because, you know, listen, I'm
true dad.
I vouch for this.
Another
guy.
Show.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean to start anything.
No, it's okay because that's part of the thing that's out there. Yeah. Go in there and talk to them. Find out what, you know, look, nothing's 100%. Nothing.
But that's where I'm going to. If he's on that top tier.
He is the top tier.
Right. So you won't have that problem.
Yeah, and I don't have the problem because I
had. And that's basically what I was getting at.
You sent your wife. Look, dude, here's the thing. Never buy a $100 plane ticket. Don't get a $10 steak. Don't get an $800 boob job. And when you're talking about your eyes, don't go to some fly-by-night. Right.
No.
What were you thinking?
Right.
No, you can't do that. And I don't have to worry. I've had operations with detached retina. I'm ineligible for that, basically. But I'm good. I can see 2020.
I can see
Charlie over there.
I wear those glasses.
Yeah.
But that's it.
And I wear contacts sometimes.
Sam, that detached retina, was that a bar fight or something?
No, I never been in any physical conflict. I'm a nice guy.
A lover, not a fighter.
Mental pugilism.
Well, we've had a few scuffles, but, you know, I've forgotten them.
Hey, Bob Carmack was at it again. Right, Bob Carmack in court with his property dispute with the city, and he's flying banners over the courthouse.
Right.
Let me quote one. Duggan spent $1.5 million of city tax, dollar signs, on mistress and sex.
Sure, he's afraid I'm going to ask him why he was going all the way out to Wixom for his booty call.
The other one said Kilpatrick in jail 28 years for corruption, put Duggan for the same. I'll say something about Kilpatrick.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Kilpatrick wore nice suits, right? Nice jewelry, was well endowed if the text messages are to be believed.
Everyone is if text messages are to be
believed. There you go.
Don't believe the text messages.
But drove a cooler car.
Unless they're about me, and then believe them.
You know, he's driving around Navigator, Duggan doing the Taurus, but Kilpatrick never had to pay for the booty.
No.
Never had to.
We don't do that.
Who's that?
Hell no.
That, do that again, Sam. We're gonna do that
if
for
it
a
ain't
drop.
Free, don't bring it to me.
That's going to be a drop on the next show.
We say it again because I was talking over it. And action.
It's all good. But, you know, what happened to Kwame Kilpatrick is a travesty of justice. And, again, shows the difference between white and black justice in America. You did something. There's a price to pay. 28 years too many. Barbara McQuaid today walks around with Kwame's head on a platter of injustice like he's John the Baptist.
She didn't even want to.
I mean, if he'd just gotten 5-7 years, that would have been enough.
She didn't even want to bring the case.
She brought it.
She didn't want to bring it.
And now she's a talking head because of it.
And a Duggan pal. Here's the thing.
Jeez.
I got, look, man, hey, Kilpatrick, you did it. You got 28. Fine.
Too many. It's not fine.
Okay, well,
it's
look.
Wrong.
That might
be a subject for another argument.
No, we never argue. Charlie and I get along good.
I'm making the point. If that's the new normal, then everybody gets that.
It's not the new normal.
I know.
Well, the norm is the difference in the justice. That's the norm.
Yeah, you know,
when he got dubbed the hip-hop mayor.
He was done.
He was done then.
Yeah.
Because it implied certain connotations along with it.
Like what? Come on, just no bullshit.
He was a thug.
No, I agree with
you. You follow where I'm going?
I think it did employ some connotations.
He's a thug. Even though he was highly educated.
He fucking proved it.
And was never a gangster in the streets.
No, he didn't prove it the way racist injustice manifested itself with an inhumane 28-year sentence. Give me a break, Charlie, but it's just a no bullshit zone.
But when you're dubbed the hip-hop mayor,
that's it.
That's when you get the 28 years.
I'm like this. 28 for everybody now.
No, ain't nobody getting 28.
I agree with Charlie.
Blagojevich didn't get it in Illinois. He was the governor.
Well, but he should have. And Duggan should get it, too.
He's not going to get it.
I mean, all these dirty politicians, I don't care whether you're black or white, are ripping us off. They're fucking us off.
If you break the law and you're pimping the people.
I got the contract.
You're damn right.
Not that damn much time.
Lay down the tracks.
Let's focus here. Come on,
but if it is that much time, give that same amount of time to the white guy who's fucking us over.
It doesn't happen.
Okay, no, but if it did, would you be satisfied?
I'm not into hypotheticals. I'm into what is. Okay. And what is there's white justice and black justice.
That depends what
That's
is.
That's what is.
True that.
That's what is.
Okay, now watch this. Carmack came in to the Coney, right? Stop it, Lloyd, with the phone.
My union membership is always.
Promise me I could get an hour.
I'm here. Oh. I'm multitasking.
Put the phone down.
Okay.
See, when my daughter hates me. My daughter.
Lloyd, I'm with you though.
He put it in his pocket. He's a Detroit paramedic. He put it in his pocket.
Right. Never had to do that though.
Speaking of which, so I'm at the Coney. I'm working, and Carmack comes in this week and gives me a CD-ROM. Got some recordings nobody's got. I haven't listened to it yet. That's not the point. And he lays out five $100 bills, crisp new ones, on the table. I go, "What's that?" He says, I thought you could use it. And I'm like,
what?
I'm a working man.
That must be his working figure.
I'm like,
I'll tell you a story one day.
I'm like, I don't need it. He goes, no, take it. I go, no. Like into his lapel, like swearing away. Yeah. I'm like, you take it.
Jeez.
And I can take it. I'm just a working dude. He won't take it. I won't take it. We're going to leave. I said, okay, Bob, come on. Here's what we're going to do. And we walked out downtown, found a homeless. And I said, hey, man, you need a dollar? Yeah. I go, this is 100 and it's real. Try not to smoke it.
That's cool.
And I gave 100 to the...
I like that.
I gave to 100 to the fireman coming by, going, what you having for dinner? Get steak. It's on to Carmack. I'm not taking it. Right. Thanks, Bob.
No.
You told me about this. What was he trying to accomplish? Was he trying to buy you off? And what does that say? You're being able to be bought for $500?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you're gonna buy me off, come with at least $5,000-$10,000.
Yeah, I ain't no cheapo.
Well, more than that.
Right.
Good point, but I'm not taking it.
Charlie doesn't roll like that.
Of course you're not.
I can't not in, you know, look, I'll be honest.
I don't
you're either. An ethical guy.
I was a hustler as a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm
you're not a young guy anymore, and you're not a
fucking hustler. I like to think I'm more solid now.
Well, he's hustling for justice, truth.
It's funner too. I can sleep at night.
Yeah.
Not unneeded.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing. Thanks for that, Bob, but no thanks for that. I also went out with some people associated with Fiore and all that shit going on. And
I wish I didn't know any of these.
And somebody asked me
if
I needed help, and I'm like, thank you for that. And never say that to me again.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'm allowed, I could take whatever I want. I'm just a guy, right? I can take, give me money.
Right, you're not working for anybody in any organization now.
No, and you know, I mean.
But you're an ethical guy who's still reporting on the news. So
and I like to still think I'm a reporter.
It just isn't worth it. And some of us learned that the hard way. It just isn't fucking worth it.
What happened to you?
Nothing.
It's not worth
it. That's some asshole.
You took some
peanut. Film me with a news crew taking a shower at the damn Y.
You got to know
the ne'er-do-well reporter
that was awesome.
Showed up. I'm working out at the Y.
Me and Sam in the shower.
No, I wasn't in the shower. You were in the next shower. There was a concrete wall between us.
Absolutely.
That was one of the best things he's ever done.
Absolutely.
It was a career enhancer.
It was. It got me on TV. Jewel saw it and went, that's all.
I know.
Because, you know, it was the red hot shit with Monica and
yeah.
And I got the camera in the shower.
I'm not going that far
and
back.
I said, Sam.
Go away.
Are you afraid to go to prison? This is great. He's in the shower. He's like, hey, Sam, do you remember, like, you soaped your balls and then you rubbed your face?
You know, but getting him out of the way so I could do that was a job, too.
Hey, you got to do the heavy work first, Sam.
Yeah, I know.
Do the heavy lifting.
Do the heavy work first.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I spent time in the military 4 years. I never have been accosted in the shower before. And even in federal prison, never accosted in the shower. Right here, Detroit. Right here, Detroit. The YMCA.
By a reporter. By a reporter.
Jeez.
Nothing wrong with it. Speaking of which, speaking of the Coney and interesting characters coming around, I have a testimonial for our other sponsor, American Coney Island, where I work as a handyman. AmericanConeyIsland.com for...
we've been there before.
Yeah, and listen, we've been
You, Jeff Fager, Mongo.
Those were great shows, Hold the Onions.
Yeah.
They were...
I probably made your career in a couple of ways.
You kind of
did. Yeah.
You kind of did help. You kind of really did help me in this town.
Getting any royalties?
Well, we don't ask for much from Charlie.
Look, I look at Sam Real. I walk into town from L.A. and New York, and I know personalities.
Who's an interesting cat?
And I'm like, this
Sam.
Guy. This guy.
Right.
This guy. He's bigger than life. This is Detroit. Sorry if I recognize it. Nobody else did. Okay, so this is AmericanConeyIsland.com. If you want to get a Coney kit, ship it anywhere in the country.
Wow.
Here's a testimonial.
Hi, I'm Jim Cuter. And I'm Jonathan Johnson. When Jonathan and I are down in the Detroit, we like to stop at American Coney Island for the red, white, and blue. That's right. And they have the finest Dearborn sausage you've ever put in your mouth. Snapping wieners off my mouth, I could do it all day. And they have this nice chili that's homemade, I'm told. That's some good chili. Top it with Vidalian Darling onions. Valedictorian onions, yep, that's right. Vidalians? Yep, and that sweet mustard. You put ketchup on that, you're just fucking it up. Is it a homemade chili sauce? Oh, that's homemade for sure. Grace is at home all day, tirelessly working away on it. I love that woman. She is so good. She treats her customers like they're brothers and sisters, I swear to God. She gives the best hugs. I love those hugs. Anyways, next time you're down in the Detroit, check out American Coney Island. Don't go to that fool next door. Don't even know what it's called. Doesn't matter. Choose American, because you are American. And pay no attention to that man in the bathroom cleaning it. Not at all, because he's a weirdo.
America.
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 AmericanConeyIsland.com. Lafayette. Michigan and Lafayette, right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yep, Michigan Lafayette.
That spot was worth the trip here.
We like to take care of our folks.
No, it's good. It's all good.
We do believe in our sponsors. Joe on the phone? Can we get Joe on the phone?
We can get Joe on the phone.
Let's call Joe up here. Lloyd?
Yeah.
We sent Joe because, do you know what happened last week down the Cass Corridor with me?
No.
You know, like a raggedy chick got a head caved in, right?
Oh, I did hear about that.
Yeah, right? And I called for a wagon, EMS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, early in the day, she didn't want one. But I calmed her down, and she wanted one, and she's entitled to one in an appropriate amount of time. Is that correct?
That is true.
Okay. And police were not needed, and I told dispatch, no need for them to stage, just bring them right in. But the police arrived anyway. 22 minutes later, brother, we don't got no wagon on hockey night in the Cass Corridor where the nice bistros and the nice women are.
Right.
So I didn't tell dispatch it's a raggedy-ass chick. It's not right. It's not fixed. And so I also know you guys got a high run volume of some of the busiest in the country. You face, you know, people are frustrated. There's a lot of, there's no cops looking out for you. You guys get into some fracases. Send Joe out there to take a look at your life, right? Your thoughts.
Yes.
But Joe fucked it up again. And the stuff didn't come in, Joe, until Thursday morning. And you know, everybody works a job. So we didn't get to it till last night. Couldn't get the piece done, Joe. Joe? Joe?
Who is this Joe?
Joe?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you yelling at me?
Yeah, well, listen. Lloyd, what'd you think of Joe? Hey, Joe, first of all, let me just say, we'll have the piece on next week, Joe.
It'll be there.
Got to make deadline, though, bro.
Sam, you just asked.
I didn't get it to you Wednesday night.
No, dude, you got it to me at 1 in the morning Wednesday night and not to the editors at all. So, anyway, we got Lloyd in studio, Joe. Go ahead, Lloyd.
All right, so Sam, you asked who Joe was, okay? It's been years since I've seen Joe. I'm going to tell you the last time I saw Joe. Can
you know
I tell this story?
Wait, you know Joe from where?
Oh, I know Joe. He used to work for the fire department as an electrician, actually.
Oh, Joe, so you know Lloyd, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
way back in
the day. Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. So this is the last time I saw Joe until yesterday, right? Sam, check this out.
Yeah.
So EMS used to have a lot of wild parties, right? Okay. And we used to blow off some really hardcore steam at some of these parties. Uh-huh. Okay. So we had some entertainment that particular night. Joe, you remember this?
Baby, I can't even hear you. I'm at work.
Okay. Well, anyway, it might be best that you don't hear this. So anyway, the party's getting to a fever pitch, right? And so they're like, hey, everybody quiet down. We got some real entertainment for you, right? So they open up the basement door, and they tug on this dog chain, right? And they walk out this guy dressed as a gimp.
What's a gimp?
You know, like from Pulp Fiction.
From the movie. From the
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
So this...
All done up in leather with a ball in his mouth.
Right. So this Joker has on the black mask, okay? And he's like hairy and shit. So he's got
what?
The... Yeah, yeah. So he's got the leather straps around his chest, what? Nipple rings.
What?
Leather... cod spandex.
Piece. Cod piece.
Yeah. Leather spandex and all kinds of stuff on him, right? And so they're walking him through the house on his hands and knees with the dog chain, and they got a paddle, and they're swatting him on the ass. Pow! And then they're tearing his ass up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, Joe.
So I'm like, what the fuck? I ain't seen no shit like this before, right?
Who are you people?
Well, what the hell?
You didn't want to give for Halloween party.
And he said
it was Joe.
He said it was Joe DeMarco.
Oh,
and he remembered. Whoa. He remembered. So I ain't bullshitting. So, yeah, I'm like, well, after I left him the other day when he came out to do the piece.
Who are you people? What did that guy do to you?
Look, it was some of the...
It was one of the nurse's boy shorts that I was wearing.
It was what?
What?
One of the nurses at the party pulled off her boy shorts and told me to wear her.
Okay, but where did you get the nipple rings and the ball in your mouth?
Nipple rings, I mean.
Wait a minute.
Zany came up with some of that stuff.
Of course he did.
I told you. I told you. Hey, this is no bullshit news that I don't
believe.
I'm about to post this, Charlie, on Facebook.
Yo.
I tried to take a selfie with you and me, but this is too gross for my Facebook page. I can't do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll go to Facebook jail, I'm sure.
Oh.
I remembered that yesterday. I'm like, that was fucking Joe DeMarco.
Oh. And he's like all hairy and shit.
Oh, he was loving it.
Hairy. Oh, he was. Were you loving it, Joe?
Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty sure they put him in a swing that night, too.
Swing?
You know the swing that hangs? The hanging
swing?
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, they put him in a swing. Oh, it was quite debaucherous.
Oh, no. That's just nasty.
Yeah, it was sick and twisted.
Another reason I don't drink anymore, Charlie.
Yeah.
I mean,
you get dressed up and put in a swing.
I'll toast to that, Sam. I'll toast to that.
But I don't hate.
Joe, what's happening there? Is somebody spanking you?
Now, spanking can
we're
be
going
okay.
Through a bunch of rear end units. We're going through a bunch of rear ends, finding out what the gear ratios are and labeling them and sorting them.
No, I want to know what your gear ratio is, dude. I think you got a screw loose, bro.
Speaking of gears,
I mean, what were you doing? Do you do that stuff, Joe? Are you in the S&M?
No, I don't. It was. Zany made me do it for the party. Man.
Zany made me do
made
it.
Made me do it.
Made me do it. I didn't want to do
the
it.
The devil made me do it.
I didn't want to do it, but Zany, come on, Joe, you got to do this. You know how he is, man.
No, well, explain to me how he talked you into it.
I don't remember. It was about 4 drum, man. But you know, this is a psychological pressure.
Wow. Who are you?
I'm gonna tell you like this. He looked very comfortable in the role.
I think instead of sending him out in a chicken suit, we need to send him out in a leather S&M suit.
There you go. The chicken suit is nothing. You gotta BDS him up.
Chicken suit was great.
You gotta BDS him up.
Joe says it's all in fun walking around in glass on my hands and knees with people hitting me with a baseball bat.
They were spanking that ass.
Wow.
How's he look in rubber?
It wasn't pretty. It wasn't to my taste. I'm going to just tell you, it wasn't to my taste. You know what I'm saying? But as far as an amusing anecdote to tell,
sure,
it was great.
I'm falling in with bad company people.
That's one of them things you're not again. Supposed to tell other people. You keep it in-house. It was all professionals there. It was for our own in-house entertainment. And now you're telling the whole world about it.
No, actually, Joe, that wasn't in-house entertainment. You just was were basically the entertainment for everybody. There was no disclaimer. There was no gag order on that shit. You just did.
There was a gag, but there was a gag,
but there was no gag order, bro.
I violated the federal judge's gag order.
Okay, I'm just telling you, man. If there were, bro, if I was violating any sacred vows, I would not be saying this shit on national radio.
Could you see Joe at the party like this?
I do remember him saying, like, take it easy, that hurts.
What?
Yeah, yeah, because, hey, they were giving it to him with that paddle. Whack him. Hey,
freak out of
you. What do you call that when you embellish? He might be embellished.
Hey, Joe, I'm having a Halloween party this year. Would you like to come?
Yeah, Joe, and I want you to dress up as a pinata.
That's what he was trying to do.
We're going to dress Joe up as a donkey and hang him like a pinata.
I'm telling you, the swing was there.
It's either embellished or made up, or it's not me, because none of that stuff was mine. The gimp mask and all that gimp with him.
The stuff I made up
out of Gifford's collection
was not his.
Wait, wait, wait. Joe, is any part of this story false? Because this is no bullshit news. Yes or no?
There might be some embellishment. You know, I mean, it happened, but not, I don't know.
What were the embellishments?
Yeah, go, yeah.
My boss is standing here listening to all this, so I gotta be careful.
See you later, Joe.
Joe's the man.
We'll get the story on next week, Joe.
I'm shocked.
We'll see you, Joe. Have a good one.
Well, believe it or not, boys, that's another no bullshit news hour.
I love it.
Remember, stick up for yourself.
For sure.
Fight the power. Do the right thing. Love your God. Love your children. Try to love one another. Sam, thanks for coming. Lloyd, you too.
No thanks, problem.
Guys. I can't leave soon enough after the Joe thing.
Oh, I need a shower.
I mean, that's nasty.
And Bobby, I'll see you next week. Karen, get well.
All right, Karen, get well.
You can find
we
us on,
that.
You know, rate us wherever that is.
NoBSNewsHour.com.
Tell everybody, NoBSNewsHour.com. Click one of those apps and subscribe. And we do appreciate you.
Great.
Give me the other one. I want it. I want the other one.
Hey, I've always had Ferndale to be.
Yeah, no, not this one. I want one for Joe.
Don't call it Freaky Ferndale for nothing. Everything, but without it, we all suffer. Hey. I ain't choosing to be poor. I was born this way. I should have gone to
college, but it's the blues that I play. Yeah, fuck it, leave it. It's a good song.
Local Detroit guy. Motor City Josh. I'm eating fried chicken.
What, Sam?
No, I was just saying it's good seeing you again.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Are we still broadcasting?
Yeah, we played a whole song. We don't believe it.
Oh, okay.
Feel free to, you know, whatever. Just listen. Okay. I buy my woman nice things
when I can. Oh, Jesus.
Is that a version of the blues?
It's Motor City Josh, local Detroit guy.
Okay.
They're putting your music taste down. You didn't notice that?
Oh, no, I'm not questioning it. You know, if you're a true Detroiter, you know all music, really.
Ooh.
True that.
Okay.
Oh, John Lee, you're good.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I don't care what color you are. If you're a true Detroiter, you know everything from jazz to damn near Vivaldi.
That's it.
Okay? Special. Rock the whole night.
Living like a king in the ghetto.
What's that?
The guy they made the documentary on. You're in the cast court on occasion. What's his name? The guy that plays.
Oh, Sugar Man?
Sugar Man. Do you ever see him?
Oh.
I've never seen him. Never met the man.
Yeah. I saw that.
I want to meet him. I saw it twice. Yeah, I'd like to meet Sugar Man one day.
Man, we should get Sugar Man.
Him in one day.
Oh, it'd be good.
You ought to get him in
maybe,
one day.
You know what? If he lives in Southwest Detroit, we'll send Joe over there in his gimp outfit.
No, Sugar Man's the real deal on a lot of levels.
Sugar Man?
Yeah, he's cool. Didn't you think it was cool? You saw
that was
film?
A good. That was a good documentary. Yeah, I saw it.
You know, the funny thing is, though, he didn't disappear. He was touring in Australia in the 80s.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to stylize a film a little bit.
Well, you know.
Point.
And that old adage, hey, man, didn't you used to be Peter Frampton?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Remember that? Never heard that?
LaDuff disappeared for a while.
Right. Didn't you used to be Peter Frampton, right?
Say, hey, so same with him. You used to be Charlie LaDuff?
Yeah, that, I get that. Some dude went like this.
You look like Charlie LaDuff.
The guy the other wig went like this. He went, Charlie LaDuff. You used to be famous.
You used to be somebody. You know what I'm saying?
You know, my wife, but God bless her, man, because she goes, I'm not a celebrity. I can just call people and get lunch. I love you, babe. We're going to Poland.
You love you, Amy.
We're going to Poland, by the way.
Really? I'm going to South Africa in May.
That Detroit book I wrote in this last one, Shit Show, bestsellers in Poland.
Really?
Yeah.
Big that. How'd that happen?
How'd they do in Hamtramck?
I can't even get a free drink in Hamtramck.
There's a reason.
Because there ain't no money in Hamtramck. They're shutting the factory down.
We drinking Royal Oak.
Oh, they're shutting the factory down. Anyway, see ya.
Okay.
Deuces.
Peace.
There it is. I enjoyed this.
I enjoyed it. I mean, all things considered.